T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:15. Hope you enjoyed the fall weather over the weekend. It's going to be about the same high temperature today, but cloudy, at least to begin with, highs of 74. Then tomorrow, we're back to highs in the 80s and some humidity and a chance for showers. But keep in mind, the cold jacket weather hopefully comes in around Halloween, sometimes it seems like Thanksgiving, but maybe we'll get some cold weather a couple of weeks from now, really cold weather, but I don't think there's anything really on the horizon. Cade Brumley joins us right now, our friend, Louisiana Superintendent of Education. How you doing, Cade?
Hey, Tommy, good morning.
Hope you got out and enjoyed the fall weather, did you?
Oh, it was beautiful. Loved it. Right now, I'm actually on my way back down to Latouche Parish. To check out, see how schools are doing as a result of the storms. You know, we're trying to stay on top of that as much as we possibly can, and I feel like educators in the impacted regions have really acted with urgency to get their kids back in class.
I got to tell you, I drove down, I don't know if you've been listening or not, but I drove through St. Charles and Lafourche, Jefferson, St. Charles, Lafourche, and then down to Grand Isle yesterday, and Cade, I was shocked at what I saw. I thought surely here on day 50 of the Ida recovery, they would have been a lot more further along than they were. But, those people are facing some challenges, and I know that's got to make its way to the education system, or at least maybe the education system would be at the forefront. How are they able to go to school in Lafourche Parish?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've shared this with you before, but we had 300,000-plus kids out initially right after the storm, and We're down below 15,000 that are still out of school as of today, and so that's really a success. Now, mind you, there are locations where they're having to share buildings, merge a couple of schools together to get kids back, and all of those type things. But we fully expect by the end of this month that we'll have all of our students back in school.
You know, it's passing Hanville, and they look, is Hanville open or not? Because it looked pretty beat up.
Yeah, Destrehan and Hanville are actually sharing a campus. So those high schools are supposed to be sharing a campus. And so what I joked with the superintendent, I shared with him, I said, look, if you're sharing a campus, that doesn't mean you can put those two schools together and have a super squad football team. You know, you got to keep those things separate now.
But what campus are they operating out of? Destrehan?
I don't recall, Tommy. I don't remember which one it is. I just know that they are merged together.
Okay. It looked like they had a lot of remediation, a lot of damage over at Hanville, but you can only tell so much from the street level. Last 2 years, I guess, we got, last year, COVID, I guess, as it relates to ACT scores. Now this year you got a hurricane and Ida, and I'm sure that's going to be very disruptive as well. But let's talk about the scores that you released, I guess, or talked about last week with the ACT. And for the people that don't remember, maybe a distinction between ACT and SAT and which one is more relevant now?
Well, I think in Louisiana, more often than not, the ACT is used because in Louisiana, every single student prior to their graduation has to take the ACT. So you'll hear more about the ACT in Louisiana. I've been on the job of roughly a year and a half, but unfortunately we've seen about 4 years of a decline in ACT scores. You know, whenever you looked at the decline this last year, the class of 21, it was about a 0.3 decline, which, you know, mirrored the national decline. The national decline was also about a 0.3. But, you know, obviously, of course, ACT scores are down. We were in a global pandemic. Kids weren't always in school, et cetera. But I think there's also an underlying issue there with 4 years of decline that is worthy of exploration. We just launched into a study with our partners at LSU, research partners at LSU, and we're going to try and see if we can go in and try to determine what are some of the causes for the 4 years of declines that Louisiana has seen in its ACT scores.
So how do you begin to determine, I guess, and we'll take a break, you can answer when we come back, Kate, how do you sort all of that out between who tests well, who doesn't, who's prepared for the test, who isn't? Are there any implicit biases built into the test, et cetera? How do you even begin to determine where the problem is? And, of course, you have to determine that before you can fix it, right? So we're talking to Kate Brumley, Louisiana Superintendent of Education, about declining ACT scores in the state. Last year, naturally, COVID, everybody was down, but for Louisiana, we've been gone down for 4 years. So we'll address it when we come back, 8:20. That's time for traffic now on WWL. 8:23, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Monday morning, October 18th, day 50 of Ida Recovery, talking to Kate Brumley, Louisiana Superintendent of Education, about ACT scores being down in the state, and he is on his way down in Lafourche Parish. I went yesterday just to take a look, and I'm getting conflicting messages about Hanville and Destrehan, but either way, they are platooning, and it's a mess. And the people in Lafourche are facing a mess. The people in Grand Isle are really facing a mess. When it comes to these test scores, refresh my memory, if you will, Cade, when it comes to the ACT, what is considered average? What's considered exceptional in terms of a score?
Well, what we use in Louisiana is the ACT because every student has to take the ACT. And it is a gatekeeper for TOPS. So for students to qualify for the TOPS scholarship, of course, they have to have the ACT score. And as you hit certain levels of the ACT score, your benefits with the TOPS scholarship go up. You know, beyond just TOPS, ACT in many ways is a gatekeeper to the school of a child's choice. It will, if you have certain scores, prevent remediation courses from having to take place at colleges, and also it extends into additional scholarship opportunities. So with 4 years of a decline, you know, I just think it's time for the state to take a look and just see if we can determine some of the underlying conditions here that have prompted that to happen. That's why we've entered into the study in cooperation with LSU.
So 36 is the best you can get, right? The national average is 20.3, and we're in the 18s?
Yeah, national average is 20.3, and that's down 0.3 nationally, just like we're down 0.3 here in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. Mind you, not every state requires every student to take the ACT. So for instance, I want to say one of the states in the Northeast has a score in the mid-20s as their average, but only about 9% of their students take the test. In our state this last year, I want to say juniors take that test.
Wait, you broke up a little bit. For last year, you wanted to say what?
Well, for last year, we had near 100% of our students, you know, that are juniors take the ACT, juniors or seniors. So we have a really high rate in Louisiana because every student has to take it before they graduate.
So that can drive maybe the composite score down because people that may not necessarily be on a college track are taking it because they have to? Yes? No?
No, that's right. So rather a student is on a university preparation track or a career path track, they all still take the ACT. You know, the reason that has been important is because you may have students who, you know, might not have think university was within their reach. And then they take the ACT and they recognize that they do have a qualifying score and potentially, you know, are eligible for TOPS. And so then that changes their mind. So we just try to provide access to all of our students.
So how do you go about determining why the scores are low and how do you increase them? If you do have maybe a red herring in there of a higher percentage of students taking the ACT, how do you do that, Kate?
Well, first and foremost, I mean, I think that we need to make sure that all of our kids can be successful in the ACT because it's assessing your ability to read, to comprehend, to compute, to have reason and logic. And so those are skills that don't begin in the high school. Those are skills that begin very early on in a kid's educational career. And that's why, you know, some of the things I come on this show and talk about from time to time around early childhood and going back to the basics in terms of reading and literacy and how we compute, all of that matters. And so we're going to be taking a formal look at that over the next few months with our partners at LSU and trying to determine underlying conditions. Another thing that we've done, Tommy, is we have expended some of our federal stimulus dollars to give our students additional opportunities to take the ACT. We know that their life has been impacted over the last year and a half. So we put out additional vouchers for students to get multiple shots at taking the ACT just to help overcome some of the impacts of what the world has faced over the last year and a half.
I didn't even know they had a school on Grand Isle. I didn't until I saw it yesterday. What is the situation there? I can't imagine any circumstance under which they could have school there. How many kids are enrolled? Is it a combination elementary, high school all together? Or talk me through that, Kate. And where are the kids from Grand Isle going to school? Or if they are permanent residents there, I guess? I don't know.
Yeah, look, there's a K-12 public school there in Grand Isle, part of the Jefferson Parish school system. Of course, if you leave your central office there in Jefferson Parish Schools, it's 2 hours to Grand Isle or 40 minutes by boat. But they have just over 100 students. I want to say like 125 roughly. And that school certainly took a hit. Now, the actual building itself is a fortress. It's a concrete style building that is made to handle that type of weather. But as I understand and appreciate, the storm made its way through the windows, and then you ended up with water into the classrooms as a result of that. So lower Jefferson certainly is still impacted by the storm.
Thank you, Kate. I appreciate your time. Any final thoughts?
No, Tommy. Have a nice week, man.
You too, sir. We appreciate your time as always. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member, about getting the garbage picked up, crime, and more. And then the 9 o'clock hour, nothing but your phone calls for Barb Sterner, Media Relations Specialist for FEMA. If you have any FEMA questions about reimbursement, this, that, the other thing, 9 to 10 is going to be your chance to ask them to FEMA. Right now we pause for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.